This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. A couple of things this morning as we talk with CJ and Malia. Of course, you can find the website for Klaus Financial. It's klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Without any further ado, CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Great to talk with you. I'm doing well. CJ, Malia, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Great to talk with both of you. We got a big show ahead. We are going to be talking about some options when it comes to preparations for retiring. We'll get to that in just a moment. Things like a pension and some other choices that need to be made with that. Before we get rolling, though, each and every week, you guys do the Klaus Quiz Clinch of the Week, and you offer up a fantastic prize this week. No exception, a $25 gift card to Starbucks. I'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, listen closely of the show. Typically, both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week come up during the program. So before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week's question was very timely, so people will have a sigh of relief once they hear the answer to this. So thanks, everyone, for listening last week. The question was, as a result of recent events with COVID-19, when must you have filed your 2020 taxes? Is it April 15th, which was yesterday, or July 15th of 2020? And I mistakenly said 2020 taxes. This would have been your 2019 taxes. So don't get excited. 2019 taxes. Kurt of Platteville had the correct answer. It is July 15th of 2020. So as I said, everyone can have a sigh of relief. If you didn't file, you've been given an extension. So thanks for listening, everyone. We had a lot of callers. Listen again today.
Great stuff. And again, we will do another Klaus Quiz Question Week on this week's program as well. So as mentioned, we are going to be, of course, talking about pensions, and of course, we're getting ready to retire. There's a lot of options in front of us, and today we are going to be talking about when a person has a pension and how to make the best choices, correct?
Yes. So back in the 1980s, about 38% of workers had pensions. And pensions is this idea, it's almost like Social Security, right? You don't know what the lump sum dollar amount is, but you go to work somewhere and they just have this retirement plan thing. And they tell you that when you turn 65, you can start generating income out of it, and it's a monthly dollar amount. So that's the concept of a pension. But back in the 1980s, about 38% of workers had a pension. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2017, only 18% of private sector workers still had access to a pension, with only about 15% participating. So the trend of kind of private sector workers having a pension is obviously coming down, and it's moving closer and closer to zero. Now, people say, well, why is this? And one of the biggest reasons is the substantial risk that they bring to an employer. So for obvious reasons, making a promise to pay a worker a large sum of money on a monthly basis after they retire, which could be, say, 20 years from today, and then they live for another 35 years thereafter, that's a big risk for an employer who's really just in business to provide a product. So ultimately, employers have shifted away from these pensions, which are known as defined benefit plans, towards defined contribution plans. Pensions, we believe, will remain relatively common in the public sector. So think government jobs, state jobs, federal jobs, things like that, because a lot of government sector workers have them, and we think that will continue. Although even that will probably come down over time. And again, as I mentioned, a pension is just one general category of a retirement plan. There's two broad categories. One is defined benefit. Another is defined contribution. And to keep these clear in your mind, just always think defined benefit means I know what the benefit will be because they project that number to me, but I don't know how much money is there. Defined contribution, on the other hand, is I know how much money is going in, but I don't know how much money will come out. So defined contribution plans are things like 401ks, 403bs, because the employer says, I'll match you dollar for dollar up to 3%, or if I put in $5,000, But the question is, how much will you have when you're 65? And the answer is, well, that depends, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Depends on how you invest that money. So long story short, when people use the word pension, they're almost always referring to a defined benefit plan. So long story short, Malia in a moment here is gonna talk about the different ways that you can claim that pension. Mm-hmm. But it is important that before you go to claim a pension, that you really slow down and look at your options. Because unlike a 401k plan where it's, I would say it's pretty simple, right? You save, you retire at 65, you have $500,000 in there, you got to figure out how to distribute it. Whereas a pension, you don't have as much control and you have to really have a professional on your side helping you figure out how much you should pull out and when and things like that.
Really good guidance as always. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they are here to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic resource. Their website's got a lot of great information about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions. Also, of course, a great opportunities there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Gives you a link to the most recent podcast. Also, what's a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. It's a once-a-week thing. It's a really cool thing. I signed up a few years ago. You should do it as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. So, as mentioned, we talk about pensions, and Malia's got some great information about what people should know before they retire when it comes to the pension choices that may be offered.
Yes. So before I delve into that, I just wanted to ask CJ, do you and I have a pension that we're looking forward to? Because if we do, I want to know about it. Okay.
Because no.
No,
we do not. Kloss Financial doesn't offer that. Sorry,
Malia. Darn it. But, you know, I think the correlation here is pension for most people equals a guarantee. And that, similar to CJ said, Social Security, people, if they have a pension, feel this sense of a guarantee, which feels good when they're looking at projected income. But of course, many people, believe it or not, they don't even know if they have a pension coming to them from some prior employer. Mm-hmm. And this is really important information to figure out as you're doing your retirement planning. So back to my subject, with regards to pension choices that may be offered. So when you go to retire and you're vested in your pension plan, you're going to have to figure out how you wish to receive your pension benefits. So again, as CJ said, your traditional pension plan provides you generally with a steady stream of income once you retire, and they're paid in normally lifetime monthly benefits. So what we are seeing a trend, and this has probably been, I would say, for the last 5 years, a trend where employers are making available to their employees a one-time payment for all or a portion of their pension. That's known as a lump sum payout option. So we'll come back to that in a second. But remember that once you sign the paperwork, the agreement is usually, I mean, there's always variations, but it's usually irrevocable from that day forward. So you really need to carefully study your choices, consult with a professional, and understand what those pension benefit plan choices are and how it fits your specific financial need, your family situation. So the common choices that we see available are, number one is single life. This tends to be the highest payout. And generally speaking, it ends the day you pass away with no residual going to spouse or estate. So if you're looking for the highest possible benefit, generally, you're going to pick single life. However, you probably are going to have to have your spouse sign off that you took that single life and basically excluded them. So it is worth the conversation with your spouse and also your financial advisor. Second choice would be 50% joint and survivor. So generally speaking, you're taking a lower payment, monthly payment now, but upon your death, your surviving spouse will get 50% of your current benefit. Next one's 100% joint and survivor. Usually a lower amount of benefit now, but upon your death, your surviving spouse will continue to get the same benefit. We probably see, I would say, a larger percentage of our clients choosing a benefit like that. But again, it depends. Then there's life with 10 years certain. That gives you a guaranteed payout for a minimum of 10 years for, and will continue as long as you live. But if you die prior to the 10 years, there's actually payments that will continue through year 10 to a designated beneficiary. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, the lump sum. So the lump sum option, this is where you would be choosing your own investments and you determine how much income you want to receive on a monthly basis. So you would roll a lump sum benefit into your IRA. And obviously, upon your death, the remaining value of that account will go to your beneficiaries. So we do see people when they really sit down and look at the choices, I've got this big, you know, this monthly pension, I feel good about it, has guarantees. But once you pass away, especially if you're not married, that pension goes away. It doesn't go to anyone else unless you've done for perhaps the 10 years certain. So very important to understand the difference. So if you choose a life only annuity payment from your pension, again, when you die, the income stops. If you're married and you both rely on your pension annuity income, and you've excluded them, that could obviously leave your spouse in a difficult financial situation. So tread carefully. That's the word of the day.
Great advice, great guidance as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their telephone number. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. Pick up the phone, give them a call. 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. You heard Malia mention there a lump sum option. We'll get some of the details and some of the things to consider if that's something you're looking into taking. We'll find out from CJ and Malia, get some guidance on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to help you out. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of fantastic information up on the website about Kloss Financial and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking pensions this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ and Malia. And in that last segment, we talked about, and Malia talked a little bit about some of those common pension choices. And one of those that were mentioned were the lump sum option. Is that something people should consider taking?
It's a great question, Sean. So here's what I'd say. When it comes to difference between defined benefit and defined contribution plans, I would really just suggest you talk to a professional. Listen, I'm not trying to push you into speaking to us. It can be any professional that you trust and has a good history. But really just slow down and talk to a good professional because these are big choices, right? You've worked a lifetime to build up a retirement, whether it be through a pension benefit, through a public or private sector employer, and maybe a 401k, 403b. And you don't want that lifetime of earnings to be undermined at the, you know, at the final cutoff when you go to decide how much money you're going to get for the rest of your life. And as Malia said, with a defined benefit plan, also known as a pension, once you make that decision, either immediately or within 60 days, the decision becomes irrevocable. So suddenly you're locked in for the next 30 to 40 years on that decision. Definitely worth a call to a professional, as you can imagine. Yes. But one of the big choices is, yes, hey, my employer is offering to buy out, quote unquote, or give me a lump sum on my pension. Should I do that? Now, here's what immediately starts happening. People go, they're trying to get away with, you know, pull a fast one on me and I'm not going to let them do that. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. You'd be surprised at how much regulation there is around how they have to offer the pension lump sum benefit. It's actually what's called a discounted cash flow with a discount rate. They're just bringing a present value of your life expectancy. So there's actually, it's not as pulling a fast one as you might think it is. But as it relates to this, when it is a defined benefit, meaning a monthly income stream, the question is who holds the risk of good or bad investment experience? And the answer is the company that gives you the monthly income. So one of the beauties of pensions, kind of like Social Security for that matter, is that it just pays you a monthly benefit as long as you, and maybe if you took a survivor option, your spouse is alive, and then you don't have to worry about the market going up or down, right? So that can be really beneficial for people who don't know anything about investing. However, on the flip side, as Malia said, when you both die, it's gone. So here would be some general rules of thumb. First off, rule of thumb number one, seek professional guidance. Rule number two would be if you don't have longevity in your family, so meaning you and your spouse, or if it's just you, you know, everybody before you died before they got to 70 years old, let's say, then you might want to take a lump sum. Right? Because if you retire at 65, take a lifetime annuity, they pay you for 5 years and then you die, you left a lot of money on the table. Because these are not what are called individually underwritten pensions. They don't look at your personal health when they underwrite a pension. So if you know that your longevity is short, you might want to consider a lump sum. However, if the opposite is true and you and or your spouse have massive amounts of longevity, and you need the money from the pension, then you might want to just say, no, I'm going to turn down that pension option, because then if it pays me for the next 40, 50 years, that would be a better bet for you than trying to take the lump sum and invest it on your own. Now, these are complex topics to try to work out over the air, but hopefully that's given you some, again, rules of thumb, things to be aware of as it relates to, you know, drawing the lump sum, or I'm sorry, taking the lump sum rollover, or taking the monthly annuity. I should mention, by the way, a lot of times people go, no, I don't want the lump sum. I'll get blasted on taxes. No. The lump sum pension would roll over to an IRA. So it would go from pre-tax to pre-tax. And then out of that IRA, you could invest it and generate a monthly income stream. But again, seek professional guidance.
Really good stuff. Sorry about that.
I was just going to, I might add to that. CJ said it's not taxable. Mm-hmm. I think CJ, as well as myself, we've actually seen situations where a client did this on their own. They came to us 3 months later.
Oh.
They had done it on their own. They rolled out their 401k. They put it in their bank account. Mm-hmm. Or they took a lump sum and they put it into a bank account and they didn't roll it over into their IRA within a 60-day period of time, and it all became taxable. So again, seek professional guidance, please.
Really good stuff. Yeah, I remember a few years ago we touched on this, and you had mentioned, of course, the importance of doing it right is that can be a substantial tax bill. And speaking of taxes, we will talk about when you start taking those distribution, is it taxable? What do you need to know there? We'll also do the Kloss Quiz question of the week and take your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, talking pensions this morning, and the tax word did come up in the last segment. Obviously, anything we talk about and anything you guys are working with and anyone you're working with, that is a big part of it. So what happens then if somebody begins distributions from their pension? Do they have to then pay taxes, or what do people need to know?
Yeah, so generally speaking, people are going to get monthly distributions from their pension. And so the news of the day is most pension benefits are federally taxable. So when you begin taking your pension income, you need to determine at that point if you would like to have some taxes withheld from your pension payments. Otherwise, it's kind of a big surprise the following year. You're like, okay, my accountant said that I have all these taxes due. I wasn't wasn't aware that my pension was taxable. Yes, it is. So plan on withholding something for taxes. However, there may be exceptions. If there was after-tax money contributed to the pension, a portion of it actually may be tax-free. Sometimes when pensions are paid out due to disability, a portion of that benefit may be tax-free. So from a federal taxability situation, you will pay taxes. However, in the state of Wisconsin, great news, income from retirement accounts, including your pensions or distributions from IRAs or 401ks, are taxable at rates from 4% to 7.65%. So it does matter where you live. So Wisconsin taxes that. However, if you have income from a government pension, like the Wisconsin retirement system, that is not taxable. So, you know, pick and choose what kind of pension you have, and it may be ideal to stay right where you're at. If you're getting a pension in retirement, you may prefer to live in one of the states where currently, obviously that's subject to change, where pension income is not taxed. That would be states like Alaska, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Again, that's subject to change. Another question that we get sometimes is, can a pension plan actually be terminated? And is it protected? So that goes back to what I was speaking of earlier, a guarantee. Again, people feel really good if they hear the word guarantee. If your employer offers a pension, they can decide to terminate it. In such a situation, though, your benefit usually becomes frozen. A lot of clients will talk to us about an old pension that's been frozen, meaning that you'll get whatever you've earned up to that point, but you don't accumulate any additional pension income. But with regards to protection, typically pensions are insured by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. So that's a PBGC. So I say typically, there's always exceptions. So the PBGC is a federal agency. It was created by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, otherwise commonly known as ERISA. And that was designed to protect pension benefits in private sector defined benefit plans that we're talking about today. So in the event your company declared bankruptcy or can't make its payments, this federal agency actually guarantees your payments up to a certain amount, not necessarily the whole amount. Your pension benefits are also protected against certain creditor claims, which is important. So we would advise people, check out www.pbgc.gov to find out if your pension plan is covered, because the guarantee limits will actually show up on that website if it is protected. So again, PBGC helps protect the some of the private pensions out there.
Really good guidance, great resources there as well. Sorry about that. CJ, you were going to add something?
No, just one thing real quick as it relates to that. So Malia and I have been doing this a long time, and we've run into a fair number of pensions that have actually been turned over to the PBGC. So another thing as it relates to taking your lump sum or your monthly annuity would be the stability of the organization, right? So if the organization, you're worried about them filing bankruptcy or going out of business, then it's going to get turned over to the PBGC. They don't usually insure it for dollar for dollar. It's usually, hey, you were going to get $1,000 a month. Now you're going to get $850 because your company filed bankruptcy. And even then, it may not last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So a lot of considerations. Oh my goodness. I think to Malia's point earlier, the takeaway is seek professional guidance. Again, I'm not saying this to try to drive you into us, folks. I really mean that sincerely. It's rather find a professional you can trust. And when it comes to these pensions, just slow down before you make that final election.
Really important decisions that need to be made. And of course, make sure that you make the right one. And of course, think it out. And of course, talk with a professional. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you thing. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Typically, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, PBGC, guarantees protection of what type of retirement plans? Is it 401ks or pensions? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. Don't forget as well that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hempkiss comes your way next with Advocate MD right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.